Hello. As a way to celebrate National Poetry Month, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program would like to recognize poets, both locally and poets celebrated worldwide. We have reached out to students, teachers, and community members asking them to record a poem they have written or a piece that is near and dear to their heart. Here are some community members sharing poems.
Hi, this is Megan Passmore, former membership director at KDNK, now full-time mom. Happy Poetry Month. The poem I'm sharing is from Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Maria Rilke. Have patience with everything unresolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. Thank you for listening to and supporting Youth Radio and KDNK.
Hello, my name is Greer Bain, and I am a freshman at CU Boulder. The title of this poem is The Year the World Became One, and I wrote this poem. In the year 2020, the world became vacant, the schools and bustling street corners empty, celebrations and gatherings canceled, families isolated into their homes, fear and the unknown heavy on the brain. But through the mist, love and kindness erupted from a broken world. People started giving to those in need, spending lost time with loved ones, focusing on self-care, reaching out to long-lost friends, appreciating those on the front lines, donating and crafting, exploring the beauty that is our earth. Let the world come out of this not forgetting what we learned alone, but to rejoice in the fact that we were all going through it together. When this is over, hug more, laugh more, explore more, adventure more. Take a good look at the gift we were given and remember to, most of all, love the most. Because in the year 2020, we all learned being separated from one another did not part us. It made us stronger. It brought the pieces of the broken world back together. The only way that we will get through this is together. And you have to spread love and positivity in order to stay sane through all of these trying times. Thank you for listening.
I'm Bill Kite, and this poem, Caving All Night, is for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Caving All Night. Climbing from deep inside Earth's underbelly world, twilight of misty haze, the only sound, water, drops, falling, slowly, into the cave. Quiet darkness outside, full desert moon setting beneath the canyon rim. Once sea, now limestone ledges, we hike back down the trail, fog creeping up the canyon walls. Cool breeze against our sweaty brows, someone breaks the silence with a joke. Our human laughter cast into the wind drifts between earth and heaven's morning star fading into dawn.
Hi, my name is Cassidy Wiley. I am a program developer and teaching artist with Voices, a nonprofit in Carbondale. This is one of my favorite poems. It's one of the first poems that really lit up my imagination and opened me up to poetry. This is Sick by Shel Silverstein. I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet. My throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox. Ah, and there's one more. That's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut. My eyes are blue. It might be in stomatic flu. I cough. I sneeze. Achoo! I gasp and choke. I'm sure that my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle's sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my voice is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent. My spine ain't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk. I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail and my heart is... What? What's that? What's that you say? You say today is Saturday? Goodbye. I'm going out to play. I know that everyone is feeling isolated and feeling uncertain about what everything that's going on right now. And I just want to say a quick message that I hope people keep creating. I hope we keep making art. I hope we keep connecting in the ways that are safe and the ways that we can right now, because that's really what I think is going to get us through this. So stay creative. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eleni, and my poem is about life. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it all today. If tomorrow never comes, you'll never regret a day. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Katie and K listeners. This is Megan Currier. I'm a 7th grade math teacher at Carbondale Middle School, and I'm going to read Life Doesn't Frighten Me by Maya Angelou. Shadows on the wall, noises down the hall. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Bad dogs barking loud. Big ghosts in a cloud. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Mean old mother goose, lions on the loose. They don't frighten me at all. Dragons breathing flame on my counterpane. That doesn't frighten me at all. I go boo, make them shoo. I make fun, way they run. I won't cry, so they fly. I just smile, they go wild. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Tough guys fight all alone at night. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Panthers in the park, strangers in the dark. No, they don't frighten me at all. That new classroom where boys all pull my hair, kissy little girls with their hair in curls, they don't frighten me at all. Don't show me frogs and snakes and listen for my scream. If I'm afraid at all, it's only in my dreams. I've got a magic charm that I keep up my sleeve. I can walk the ocean floor and never have to breathe. Life doesn't frighten me at all. Not at all. Not at all. Life doesn't frighten me at all. I chose this poem because we can all use a dose of courage these days. And on days when life does frighten you, I encourage you to reach out to a friend, a family member, a teacher, or a community member for support, because life is a lot less scary when we do it together. Have a great day.
This poem is called The Beginning of the End of the World by Lucille Clifton, read by Raleigh Burley, Program Director at KDNK. It begins with a news report. Cockroach populations possibly declining. Maybe the morning the roaches walked into the kitchen, bold with their bad selves, marching up out of the drains, not like soldiers, like priests. Grim and patient in the sink, and when we ran the water trying to drown them as if they were soldiers, they seemed to bow their sad heads for us, not at us, and march single file away. Maybe then, the morning we rose from our beds as always, listening for the bang of the end of the world, maybe then, when we heard only the tiny tapping and saw them dark and prayerful in the kitchen, maybe then, when we watched them turn from us, faithless at last, and walk in a long line away.
Hi, this is Kate Collins, a raving fan of KDNK and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And I'm going to read a poem by John O'Donohue. He is a poet with several books, now deceased. The book that this comes from is called To Bless the Space Between Us. And the name of the poem I'm going to share is called For the Interim Time. Just seems very, very relevant. Lots of metaphor for the time that we're in right now in April 2020. For the interim time. When near the end of day, life is drained, out of light, and it is too soon for the mind of night to have darkened things. No place looks like itself. Loss of outline makes everything look strangely in between, unsure of what has been or what might come. In this wan light, even trees seem groundless. In a while it will be night, but nothing here seems to believe the relief of dark. You are in this time of the interim, when everything seems withheld. The path you took to get here has washed out. The way forward is still concealed from you. The old is not old enough to have died away. The new is still too young to be born. You cannot lay claim to anything. In this place of dusk, your eyes are blurred and there is no mirror. Everyone else has lost sight of your heart, and you can see nowhere to put your trust. You know you have to make your own way through. As far as you can, hold your confidence. Do not allow your confusion to squander this call which is loosening your roots in false ground, that you might come free from all you have outgrown. What is being transfigured here is your mind, and it is difficult and slow to become new. The more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become for your arrival in the new dawn. That's a poem by John O'Donohue from the book To Bless the Space Between Us, and it is called For the Interim Time. This is Kate Collins, fan of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you, Beth and team at KDNK.
My name is Sarah Porter, and I am a teacher at Carbondale Middle School. I am the oldest of three girls, so I have two younger sisters, and this was my favorite Shel Silverstein poem growing up. It's called For Sale. One sister for sale, one sister for sale, one crying and spying young sister for sale. I'm really not kidding. So who'll start the bidding? Do I hear a dollar, a nickel, a penny? Oh, isn't there any? One kid who will buy this old sister for sale, this crying and spying young sister for sale. And I'd like to give a little shout out to my students at Carbondale Middle School. We miss you a lot. Happy Poetry Month.
My name is Beth Weissong, and I am the director of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And I'd like to read to you Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Thanks so much for listening. Sending lots of love to you and your family.
Hi, everybody. This is Renee Prince, the director of Voices. I miss you. And here's a poem by Carrie Fountain. It's called Want. The wasps outside the kitchen window are making that thick unraveling sound again, floating in and out of the bald head of their nest, seeming not to move while moving. And it has just occurred to me, standing, washing the coffee pot, watching them hang loosely in the air, thin wings, thick elongated abdomens, sad down-pointing antenna, that this is the heart's constant project, this simple learning, learning how to hold hopelessness and hope together, to see on the unharmed surface of one the great scar of the other, to recognize both and to make something of both, to desire everything and nothing at once and to desire it all the time, and to contain that desire fleshly in a body, to wash it and rest it and feed it, to learn its name and from whence it came, and to speak to it, oh, most of all, to speak to it every day saying to one part, well, maybe this is all you get, while saying to the other, go on, break it open. Let it go. Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait to see you all again. I hope you're doing well. Sending big love.
Hi, my name is Sue Lavin. I'm a teacher of English as a second language at Colorado Mountain College. And I wrote a poem called Virus Time, April 2020. And here is Virus Time. Cover your mouth. Keep 6 feet apart. Wash your hands. Wash them again. Take care. If you die, you die alone. Meanwhile, outside, the bud opens to green leaf. The trout darts to its spawning pool. The spotted towhee calls out from the highest branch. Share, oh share with me, the glories of this spring. That's it. I know we're going to get through it. It's been hard, but we will continue to do the best with our life. And we are so fortunate to live here where glorious nature is all around us. So hope I meet some of you in the future. Bye now.
Hi, my name is Levi Razor. I'm a Roaring Fork High School graduate and a frequent participant in local poetry slams. This is my poem called When You Want Something Hot to Drink. I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop as he rubs both of his scarred hands together and scratches at his salt and pepper beard. His eyes, the same tired shade of brown as his hat. He's stuck on the same road that I am, driving around in circles, unable to escape. One of these days, I really think about pulling over and emptying my life out of the back of the trunk. All my possessions, a sum of cardboard boxes, recycled bottle caps, and half-eaten pizzas. Can a person's self-worth really ever be measured by the things that they have? Is a life worth more than material possessions? I watch little kids run down the street, chasing each other with large, intermingled tree branches, laughing like hyenas and dancing on the tips of their toes as they go. If such a simple object can bring them such joy, do we really need all these mass-manufactured monstrosities? Layers of unnecessary packaging and blankets of styrofoam. Does anyone ever think where we're going to put all this garbage? I once knew a man that lived out of his pockets. He carried the road on his back and meadows and luck as he went. He handed out smiles like how an old lady hands out hard candies out of her purse. He never conformed to society's rule and believed what was in a man's heart was worth much more than what was in his wallet. I watch the news on my TV screen. It's an endless loop of lies and deceit. People always seem to be talking about the problem, but I never really see them doing anything to fix it, and they're always blaming the person who tries. I met a man today who was mumbling something about how it's an important day for the human race, probably referencing some political event I don't pay attention to. But isn't it always an important day for the human race? I mean, isn't something always happening and aren't we always calling it progress when in reality we're just sitting back and waiting for things to change? I watched the man who sits across from me in the Brightling coffee shop, his wise old eyes too small for his head and his nose chiseled out of clay. He hums the tune to some familiar song that I just can't remember the name of. It's on the tip of my tongue, the melody weaving its way through my mind, my eyes rolling to the back of my head. I feel the comforting hand of sleep reaching out and try to grab me. I quickly jerk away. Why am I always so tired? The handicapped hallucinations of hollow howls echo through my mind. Why am I always so tired? Drowsiness sweeps over me like a blanket of ignorance. Is this the way they want us to feel? Running around from place to place, always in a hurry like a mouse in a maze. Never time to stop and appreciate what you have, because if you don't work hard and you don't make money, you won't have anything to appreciate in the first place. But isn't that a flawed system? I stand in the cold and I stare at these beautiful blue and white mountains, and I think about those long carefree summer weekends where you'd drive down to the family lake house or go camping underneath the stars, just surrounded by nature and the people you love, living in the moment and being grateful for what you have. I feel like these days people are always worried about what's going to happen next. When am I going to get paid next? When's my next vacation going to be? Hey, when's that next movie coming out? No one ever stops and looks around anymore. No one's ever grateful for what's right in front of them. They're always trying to look at just what's right behind it. I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop, his hair meticulously weaved out of barbed wire and his big red nose shines like shoe polish. He smiles at me with seashell teeth as shattering bombshells explode behind us. He leans over to me across the table and whispers something in my ear. His words are thick like molasses, yet sweet like honey. And I know from that moment forward, as long as there are people like him in this world, there will always be hope.
Hi, my name is Genevieve Vickers. The title of my poem is The Light Ahead. I live in Carbondale, Colorado, and the author is me. I hope you enjoy. I'm sitting in the dark. Alone. Where is my purpose? My life? My goal? I'm all alone, sad, and forgotten. Please, someone help me. Find me and bring me to the light ahead. Bring me out of the darkness. Let me step into the light ahead. Bring me to happiness and joy. But no, I can't. For I am forgotten, alone. But ahead! No, I can't. I won't. It's too late to try. No. You know what? It's not. It's never too late to try. I will make it to the light. I will! But how? How can I when I'm lost in my own head? A never-ending maze of thoughts and hopes, forgotten in the dark of sadness. But there's still hope. I will make it to the light. I will make it to the light ahead. We will make it to the light ahead. Because in every maze, there is an exit, no matter how long it takes to find it. We are never alone, even if it seems we are. We will find the light. Thank you for listening to The Light Ahead, and I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all the community members who have shared their poetry. If you would like to submit a poem to Youth Radio, email beth@azyep.org. This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK Community Radio.